We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, TPFL. It is Thursday. It's December 14th. It is 2023. We have a 7-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast, joined today by my good buddy Will Priester, Chief Just So Six. Chief, 7-game slates. These are the slates that are nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get it on a Thursday too, because you know, Stevie, back in the day, and we might even see some later this season, so I'm not saying it's not going to happen. But, you know, we get like 2 games, 3 games, maybe 4. But having 7 games on a Thursday helps. And maybe the in-season championship kind of helped the schedule out, Stevie, for like the next few months. Like maybe that week off or those couple games for those other teams, maybe that's helped the schedule be a little bit more robust down the stretch. So should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall it's interesting when you have something like the in-season tournament and how it messes with the schedule a little bit. But you know, I'm all game if we're going to have, you know, favorable slates size-wise, you know, because we get, like you said, we get days where there's 3 and the next day there'll be like 15. Like today's 7, tomorrow's 8. So let's just keep it with this schedule.
Yeah,
Worked out better for the players too. So, mm-hmm. All right. We got, like I said, 7 games to break down and talk about. So we're going to jump right in, have some fun. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Wednesday night over there on YouTube chat. If you're listening live, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We start with Cleveland at Boston, 226.5 total here. Boston, 8.5-point favorite. Mobley remains out for Cleveland, and then on the Boston side, Brown is questionable. So two potential, I mean, one definite injury that will matter, but one injury that could play a pretty big role. We'll talk about that one in a second, but let's start here with Cleveland. What do you like here for the Cavs?
I think I'm still in the Donovan Mitchell, even at 9,100, like, this is a guy that's going to take a lot of shots, Stevie, and I know it's Boston. If Brown plays, maybe I'm less likely to take some shots, just because, I mean, they would really be at full strength here. But, you know, all in all with Cleveland, I do I do like Mitchell. I think he's got enough upside. And I think we also saw in this game, just kind of a repeat of this game, if we're going to get Jared Allen mid-30s minutes, if the game's competitive, Stevie, at 6,600, I'm game. Like, if Mobley being out means he's playing mid-30s minutes, I think I have to get him in my lineup. So those are two guys for sure that I like. I know, you know, we got Caris LeVert who, you know, was back and he's cheap. Like, I don't hate a shot on him in a matchup like this where they may need some scoring. But all in all, it's Mitchell and it's Allen for me. I think Garland is priced up to where he should be, and I don't want to take any chances with him at 8,100.
Yeah, I mean, we just had this game Monday. Yeah. I mean, we literally just had this game. It was 113-120. And like Garland had a good game, didn't crush value wise. Mitchell had a good game, didn't crush like value wise. So, I mean, my favorite play from the Cavs is probably Jared Allen, like you said. You know, he with Mobley out, his price is still really close. I mean, we talked about it the other day. Max Strauss has definitely had a more important role here with Mobley out. So I think that'd be where I would take some shots. LeVert, I don't expect him to play too many more minutes. Maybe he plays like 25, 26, but yeah, overall, I mean, for me, I don't have a ton of interest here in Cleveland. It would be, like I said, Allen or Struss, Struce, but not a ton of interest in Garland and Mitchell. I might go back to the well on the Garland point under. Did that the other night, and he shot 47% from the field. He had a really good game. If Jaylen Brown plays in this game, I think I'll take Garland's under points in this one.
And I'm going to do the same thing with Tatum rebounds. I took less than 9.5, and he just – so he finished with 10, but, Steve, I think he had, I don't know, felt like 8 in the first half. I said, come on. You know, it's like I'll just go right back. He'll be at 9.5 because he hit. Take the under, and hopefully he doesn't go postal in the first half again.
Yeah, I think he played 40 or 41 minutes in that game the other night. Yeah. Let's go to the Boston side of this game. Jaylen Brown matters because if Jaylen Brown were to sit in this game, I'd have a ton of interest in Jrue Holiday at 6,700. I think we'd see more usage out of Drew, the ball in his hand a little bit more just overall. So I'd have a lot of interest in Drew. It would bump my interest for Tatum and Holiday or in White. What are your thoughts here on Boston?
Yeah, same thing. And honestly, Stevie, if you take Brown out of this equation, like it's amazing. Just taking one of him or Tatum out, that gives Porzingis more upside. That gives Drew more upside. Like now I've got interest. And the other thing, too, is Tatum's under 10K again. So all three of them, I think, would be in play. I'm with you. Brown sits, and I've got tremendous interest in Holiday, Porzingis, and Tatum. I don't hate Derek White for what it's worth. Like, Stevie, they're giving him all the minutes he can handle. I'd play him too. So this would be a pretty neat spot for Boston. I almost feel like I'd possibly run two of them in a lineup. Maybe Tatum, Holiday, Tatum, White, Tatum, Porzingis, and they kind of do some mixing and matching with those guys. Like, I don't think he could play three of them. But I think you can get away with two of them and be fine with some sort of a combination.
I don't think we want to compare the game the other night too much. I mean, I think this game's going to be slower. I think it'll be less points just overall. And, hey, maybe they proved me wrong again. I mean,
they did. Well, the only thing I'm saying is if Brown is out, I just think everybody has more upside. That's really all it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you at all in that aspect. If Brown sits, I think Sam Hauser would be like a really solid value play. I think he would end up playing 26 plus minutes in this game. So, all right, Chicago at Miami. Oh, these games are so much fun. 217.5 total in this one. Miami, 6-point favorite. They're on a back-to-back. Caruso, questionable. LaVine out for Chicago. We'll talk about Miami in a second, but It doesn't sound like Bam or Hero will play in this one. It sounds like Hero will be out till next week. Let's start with Chicago side. What are your thoughts here on Chicago?
Well, Stevie, with Zach LaVine out, once again, this is a guy I've been playing. His price is creeping up slowly, but why won't we just keep playing Kobe White every night? Like, Stevie, right now, 47, 50, 41, 39, 50. He's continuing to crush. He's playing better than DeMar DeRozan. Stevie, do you want to know how much DeMar DeRozan is? He's 8,200. And Kobe White's the one that's really had a consistent amount of upside games for the price. Now, you know, we've seen DeMar be in the 40s, and he had one game where he popped for 60. I think that was two overtimes, or one overtime or two overtimes. But, I mean, Kobe White, man, he's been spectacular. So I'm in on Kobe White. I don't hate Vooch for what it's worth. Like, he's 7,900, still a little bit cheaper than DeRozan. But Kobe White's my guy here, man. Got to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love the game overall. With, you know, the pace of play in this game, Kobe White 7,500. He's been playing great. I could get behind playing that. I definitely want Caruso to be out if I'm going to take shots on White, though, because, I mean, it just bumps up White's minutes.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I don't necessarily hate Vooch in this spot. He'll probably end up getting like some Orlando Robinson and Thomas Bryant. So I could see Vooch having like a really sound game here.
Yeah.
Probably don't get to him much in like large field tournament stuff, just because like he doesn't necessarily have a ton of ceiling. I just think this is a good spot for him. On the Miami side, assuming that like Bam and Hero end up sitting again, Orlando Robinson only played, I think, like 11 or 12 minutes against Charlotte after playing like 22 minutes against Charlotte over the weekend. They ended up using Kane a lot in that game. So it'll be really interesting to see like game flow and look through court IQ tomorrow. But what are your thoughts here on the Heat?
Yeah. So for the Heat, I mean, I don't hate Jimmy Butler. Like we saw him tonight, Stevie, even though he didn't really quite have the points, like he just had such a balanced scoring output. That's the game before. I think he had, I don't know, somewhere close to 10 assists tonight, Stevie, 6 rebounds, and maybe 17 to 20 points. Or like Jimmy just gets it done. And so at 9,100 with Bam out, I don't hate it. I'm not thrilled about Kyle Lowry. I'll play Caleb Martin. I would definitely play Duncan Robinson before I played Lowry for just $300 more, Lowry 6,100. I'd absolutely do that. You know, maybe you could think about squeezing in Kevin Love, but all in all, it's basically Butler for me.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Kevin Love limited on the second end of a back-to-back? I don't know. He'd play like
probably. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to need Robinson and Bryant's size in this game. It's just, you know, do you take the risk? I don't know if I take the risk. I mean, Duncan Robinson played a ton against Charlotte. Butler didn't play a ton. I don't love this game overall. And like Chicago has not been a defensive like juggernaut that like you're super worried about. You're just worried about that it's the second end of a back-to-back and the pricing is caught up. Caleb Martin, 6,900. Duncan Robinson, 6,400. Jacquez is 6,300. Robinson, 61. It's just no more value. Like these guys like Bam and Hero have been out now. And like the value is like, it felt like the value has caught up and there's just not a ton of value here with Miami.
Yeah.
Minnesota at Dallas, 229.5 total in this game. Dallas, a 2.5 point favorite. Edwards questionable, McDaniels and McLaughlin questionable as well. On the Dallas side, Curry's questionable, Green, Kyrie, Kleber out, Derek Jones Jr. questionable. We'll start with Minnesota. What do you like here for the Timberwolves?
Man, look, is Anthony Edwards going to play? Like, I think that's important. You know, perhaps he does, perhaps he doesn't. If not, you know, I've got interest in Cat at 9K. Conley's been a guy that I've played a little bit, Stevie. Now, look, he hasn't really flashed 40-plus a lot, but, I mean, he's still been around 35 fantasy points-ish. I think Conley would be, like, a really good cash game play for what it's worth if Edwards is out. I don't hate Rudy Gobert at 7,500. Like, you know, like prior to that last start against the Pelicans, we had really seen some upside here recently. Games pushing close to 50 fantasy points, high 40s, and even one around 57. So at 7,500, Steve, I think he's a really good play. So I, you know, if he's out, Townsend Gobert, I don't hate along with Mike Conley.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Edwards matters. If Edwards sits, I really like Towns in this game. Like, I know he's expensive, but he's been way better on the road this season than he has been at home, averaging a lot more points on the road. And, I mean, I just don't think Lively is going to be able to stop Cat, or they're going to have someone to stop Cat. Whether I don't even know who they're going to put on Cat. So I really like the spot for Cat. If we get news that Edwards is out, if Edwards plays in this game, I have some interest in Edwards if they say he's good to go. He practiced Wednesday. Maybe he comes back and he plays here. Overall, not a ton of interest in Minnesota. Like you said, I think Conley is more of a cash game play than a tournament play. In tournaments, I think Conley – or not Conley. I think Cat is the guy if Edwards is out.
How do you feel about Gobert, though, at 75? What are your thoughts?
I mean, like Rudy Gobert having over 48 fantasy points in three of the last four games is just I want to say an outlier, but it's not technically an outlier because he's been able to do it here consistently recently. But you don't expect Rudy Gobert to have 45 plus fantasy points on this team. If Edwards is out, I think you could take some shots.
That's all I mean. I mean, if Edwards is out, like if Edwards plays, there's no way I'm playing him. But that's all. I just want to kind of get your thoughts on that.
All right, Dallas side, Kyrie's already been ruled out for this one. I think we go back to the well in Exum, over 40 fantasy points in 2 or 3. You know, obviously you could play Luka in this game. I know it's a tough matchup against Minnesota defensively. He's 11-9. We have seen, like, when Kyrie's been off the floor, Hardaway gets a little bit more shot attempts and gets a little bit more usage. I think he had a really – what he – yeah, 44. He had 32 actual points against the Lakers the other night. I think Dallas is interesting with Kyrie out. I really think like Exum and Luka would be the two players I'm looking at here.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. Stevie, I wrote up Dante Exum the other day, and I put in parentheses, I can't believe I'm writing up Dante Exum in the year 2023. But I did it, and it worked out fine. And if they could have given him the minutes, like, it's crazy. To me, Stevie, Dante Exum is almost like Geno Smith in this situation. It's like everybody thought Exum was going to be like this really good player coming in, and it just had so many injuries, couldn't stick. And now he's like an everyday player while Kyrie's out. He's torching. So just good for him. But, you know, Luka for sure. I'm okay with Exum at 6,600 because they seem to be – willing to stabilize the minutes, and his production's been stable as well. Now, Stevie, he's been very efficient. I'm 7 of 9 from 3, 8 of 10 from the field against the Lakers, 6 of 11 from against Memphis, 9 of 15 against Portland, 2 of 2 from 3. If whenever this efficiency dies down, the fantasy points are gone. But let's just hope it continues while they're giving him the minutes. So I don't hate him. I think those are just the two guys, though, Stevie. Everybody else, I think I can pass on.
Yeah, you remember when the Cavs drafted Wiggins ahead of Embiid in the 2014 draft?
My goodness.
Exum was the fifth pick in that draft. I remember this. The only reason I remember this is because
did he go to Utah?
Yeah. So yeah, the Jazz drafted him 5. Everyone like was like, why didn't the Magic take him at 4? That's the only reason I remember that draft. We took Aaron Gordon at 4. I remember that.
And that worked out okay. Aaron Gordon definitely put the Magic on the map, a couple of slam dunk.
He was super raw when he got drafted by Orlando. Yeah. Just a ton of talent.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it for this one. Let's move on. We got Brooklyn at Denver 2, 28.5 total in this one. Denver is a 9.5 point favorite. Brooklyn, second end of a back-to-back. They're at halftime currently beating Phoenix. And then Denver will be without KCP. He's in concussion protocol. Let's go Brooklyn here first. I don't think, looking at like Brooklyn's lineup and roster, I don't think anyone sits on the second end of a back-to-back. I think we see a pretty normal team here. What do you like here for the Nets?
Nothing. And let me tell you why, Stevie. Back-to-back, headed to Denver.
Hardest back-to-back in the NBA, man.
Yeah, and everybody's like, Dinwiddie 76, Cam Thomas 74, Bridges 87, Cam Johnson 66, Claxton 60. I just don't think these prices are worth it, considering what's about to happen in this spot. Not that I don't think they'll go and compete, but I think the prices are going to hold me off here.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time, and it's just this is the back-to-back no one wants. You know, the second end of a back-to-back going into Denver is the back-to-back that no one wants. The altitude change, it's the hardest back-to-back in the NBA. There's been multiple players talking about it for a long time. You really don't want shooters. So do we really want to play like Johnson or Claxton? Claxton's minutes are kind of all over the place. So like, if I'm doing anything here, it's probably like a Cam Johnson, but his ceiling's been capped recently too. So if Brooklyn's going to be at full strength, I'm with you. I just don't see a lot of upside here for the Nets. And because of that, like, it's tough for me to get on board with Denver. You know, Jamal Murray is probable. KCP being out, I would assume that like Strother or Reggie Jackson, you know, picks up a few extra minutes, but they could potentially use Braun. Someone just said Cam Johnson has 35 DK points at half tonight. So there you go. He does have a little upside. What do I know? He has what? 5-4, a steal, 2 blocks, 15 points. Cam Johnson's having a night. He's ready to take on the Denver Nuggets. What are your thoughts here on Brooklyn?
You mean Denver?
Denver. They had me looking at Brooklyn and I lost train of thought.
Yeah, all good. All good. Denver, I really hope Jamal Murray comes out to play. We know he's going to play, Denver. He's going to play. I'm saying he comes out to play. He's 7,300, Stevie. And when I'm getting Jamal Murray at this price, knowing he's got 50-ish point upside, like I like the price here. He's one of my favorite tournament plays at 73. I don't have to sell you on Jokic. We already know what he can do. Especially Stevie, after he only played 16 minutes in Chicago after that ejection, he should be very fresh. So I like Jokic here. And I think everybody else is kind of priced appropriately. Like we got MPJ at 75, Gordon at 68. I think everybody else is priced where they should be. But Jamal Murray does feel slightly cheaper than he should be, Stevie, and I want to take advantage of that.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, we got OKC at Sacramento. I think this is my favorite game on the slate. I think this is going to be a lot of people's favorite game on the slate. 242.5 total. Sacramento, 1.5-point favorite. OKC, good to go. Lynn is out for Sacramento, and Lyles is questionable. I know SGA is expensive, but he might be my favorite play on the slate today. I think this is a ceiling SGA spot. Really like him in this one. I think Holmgren could crush in this spot. I mean, I don't even hate like a Jalen Williams either. He's had some ceiling games here recently. I think this is a phenomenal spot for OKC.
Yep. I don't hate it. You talked about SGA. I mean, Stevie, you know, so for SGA, we always say for him to hit ceiling, like he's probably scoring 40-ish points, right? Because that's, I mean, that's his skill set, right? Stevie, he's a scorer. But every night, Steve, I mean, he's pretty much pushing 50, mostly close to 50 with upside for, I would say, maybe 70 ish. I don't know how off the SGA will get to 80, but 70 is not out of the cards. I could definitely see him getting to 60 here. So I like him a ton. I don't hate Chet at 7,400, like with the spot, the tempo, the pace. Like, I think this could be a 45 to 50 night for him. So I don't hate him either. I wish Lu Dort would just be productive, Stevie. Like, he's 4,300. We saw him play 40 minutes basically in the Golden State game, put up 25 fantasy points. I don't hate a flyer putting Dort in a couple of lineups as a flyer tonight or for the slate. At 4,300 in this spot, if he's going to get 30 minutes, I think we need to consider it. And everybody else, I'm just, you know, you talked about Jalen Williams, but that's probably about it. I don't know if anybody else I would consider here.
Yeah, my problem with like Dort is just like it's SGA's team.
And I know.
Like, with so Holmgren sucky. And Williams playing so well, like even Josh Giddey, like there was times last year Josh Giddey just smashed, and it's like, I know Josh Giddey had a phenomenal game against Utah, but like, his upside is just so limited right now, just in general. So, on the Kings side, I like Sabonis at 9,300. I think this is a great matchup for him. I could see him having a big game. I know he went for 60 fantasy points the first time these two teams met earlier this year. Fox always has some upside. He was out in that game that Sabonis had a big game. So, for me on Sacramento with all the like wing pieces and how the minutes kind of just are all over the place, I play Fox for Sabonis, and that's really it.
Yeah. Sabonis to me feels like just a touch too cheap, doesn't he, Stevie? Especially on DK at 9,300. Like, man, that's close to being too cheap for a guy that we know can get you 60. Not saying he will, but I'm saying it's possible. Love Sabonis, love Fox. I'm with you. I think, Stevie, just in terms of like deep tournament stuff, he's more expensive than I want to pay for what it's worth. But Monk could be sneaky if this game gets like real tight late and they need scoring. Like, he could be a piece. But like, once again, that's just tournament, deep tournament stuff. That's not anything I play if I'm in single entry or, you know, a three entry max.
Yeah, I mean, Murray, I think Murray would be like my third piece if I was going to take a shot here. His shot attempts are great, and when he's on the floor, he's going to get his shots up. And when he has those, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 rebound games, those are the games that, like, he can crush. So, Utah at Portland. Utah's on the second end of a back-to-back. We know Clarkson's not going to play. He got ruled out yesterday or today, whenever you're listening to the podcast, and he won't play in this game. We know that. Collins, it's like an illness, right? So we don't know if he'll be back or not for this game, so we'll watch that. And then Keontae George got hurt during the game.
Ankle.
Yeah. And it was a non-contact injury. Those aren't good. So we're definitely hoping for the best for him. On the Portland side, Ayton is questionable. Brogdon's questionable. Grant is out and Williams is out. So, Will, we're potentially just looking at a value game. If we start like getting all these guys ruled out, we're potentially looking at a value game here. You know, are they going to play? Are they going to play Markkanen on a back-to-back coming off of a hamstring injury? Did he end up playing? I know he didn't start, right? He did start. He's played 15 minutes. Maybe they even sent Markkanen here. Like this has so much potential to just be a value game where we're looking at Sexton, Olynyk, Kessler, Fontecchio, just everyone, because everyone might be out here for Utah. Talk to me about the Jazz.
Yeah. If they don't push Markkanen tonight, Steve, which they haven't so far, like you said, he's played 15 minutes through three quarters. Now he's got 18 and four and no assists, but my thoughts are, Stevie, they're going to sit him, right? I think so. Unless they're like, just going to play him a little bit tonight and a little bit tomorrow, like to just kind of split the difference. Like, I get that. But even still, Steve, if that's what they're doing, there's still going to be value off the bench if they're planning on playing him, you know, 25 minutes. But I'm going to side with the fact that I think he's out. And, you know, Clarkson's about 2 weeks, like you said. George, he's not coming back. I don't think he plays here. I mean, Sexton, Dunn, Stevie, I may even consider THT in this situation. I might. Like, it might be something to consider. I know for sure Agbaji would play. You know, John Collins was already out. Like, and he was out the previous game. Maybe he would be back. But once again, Steve, I'm with you. It would be value galore in this game, especially with them playing Portland, which is not a great defensive team. So, love this spot. Love it. If all those pieces are out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll be watching news-wise here. Ochi is another guy at 4,500. Like, so much potential value for Utah in this spot. And chat's asking Taylor Hendricks, ? The only thing that I'll say here as far as, like, Hendricks is concerned is, like, this game could go a little smaller if Ayton is ruled out. I would have more interest in Hendricks if Ayton plays, if that makes sense. And I also would have more interest in Hendricks if Markkanen sits on the second end of a back-to-back. So I think that's where Hendricks would come into play. On the Portland side, I mean, Sharp is 8K, but this is a phenomenal matchup against Utah. Simons is 7,800, but this is a fantastic matchup. I keep saying it, Will. Simons is going to be 9K in a week. He's too cheap. He keeps putting up big games. I'm going right back to the well. If Ayton and Brogdon sit, Simons and Sharp are definitely two pay-up options here. We'll get a little value on the Portland side as well. If those guys sit, you'll get Scoot Henderson getting some minutes. You'll get Walker or Reith getting minutes. Like, what are your thoughts on Portland?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we'll have to play Simons here, won't we, Steve? Especially if, you know, Brogdon doesn't play. I mean, he's 7,800. We'll know that he's got, you know, over 40-point upside, as we've seen. We finally saw Scoot Henderson break 30 fantasy points, Stevie. You know, which was good. This would just, to me, Stevie, this would become almost the game of the night in terms of just value, being able to kind of legit piece together a full game, Stevie. of like just a full game stat, I think this would be like the full game stat of the night if it came to it, because of all the value or complementary pieces, if you will. So I like this spot. If I had to choose right now, it's definitely Simons, maybe Scoot Henderson. I don't know if I play Duop Reith here, like, just because I don't, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't, but I don't feel like his upside is all the way there at 4,500. We see Kamara have some okay games, you know, maybe I consider him, but generally speaking, like, Simons is the guy. That's the guy you want.
Yeah, Simons is the guy I want here for sure. Potential, a lot of potential value in this game. This is a game we'll definitely be looking at for value. We finish out the night. Golden State at LA taking on the Clippers. No total in this game. Draymond and Peyton out. Paul George questionable and Plumlee out. Golden State side.
Draymond out indefinitely. By the way,
he'll be out. He'll be out for a little while. You can't swing on someone like that. Like, not even swing. You can't hit someone. You can't.
And here's the thing too, Stevie. He said that. I do believe him. Like, in terms of what he said, in terms of his mentality, he said, "Hey, you know, you guys know, like, if I hit someone, like, I'll tell you, yeah, I did it." He said, "I wasn't trying to. I was trying to use my hands to sell a foul." Guy, you like almost cold cocked him. Like, we can't do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So we'll see how long he's out, but I think like Draymond being out helps Chris Paul. Chris Paul's assist is going to go back up. I think that you definitely want to be looking, and I looked pre-podcast, and it's not even up. It's not up anywhere that I saw, but Chris Paul assist props are something to watch tomorrow. Because if they're down, if it's low, because like how he's been playing recently, we could surely take advantage of that. His assist numbers are going to go up with Draymond off the floor. So watch that for sure. I don't have a ton of interest in Golden State. I think there's a lot of good games on this slate. I think you could take some shots on Chris Paul, maybe, but that's really it for me. I don't have a ton of interest here. Podzi has been playing like solid minutes, but do we trust that? Like, I mean, maybe with Draymond out, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. With Draymond out, he's gonna have to play. He's gonna have to play.
He's kind of gone into like the role of like Gary Payton, but like getting Wiggins like type minutes. So I mean, maybe we take shots on him at 5,300.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Like, because I think he feels like the guy that is going to get what I feel like are more stable minutes. Like, I think he'll play 25 to 30 minutes pretty much every night from here on out till Draymond comes back. I think so. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that's the case. What is going on with Andrew Wiggins? Like, can he get 30 minutes and play consistently? Like, he's a guy I'll probably take tournament shots on Wiggins. I think this is a good spot for him. Kuminga's probably going to get minutes too. I think he'll be in the 25 to 30 minute range in terms of the bench guys. And then Looney, Stevie, like, I know his minutes have kind of been down. It seemed like they were maybe trying to phase him out, but the Clippers are going to play Zubac. Looney could get 25 minutes here. At 4,800, I'm interested.
Remember that time that Andrew Wiggins was drafted before Joel Embiid? I do. I think this is an interesting spot for Kuminga and Podzi. I think that's where I'm looking at like secondary pieces here for Golden State. And honestly, I don't even necessarily love that either.
Don't sleep on Looney, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, the Clippers have no problem taking Zubac off the floor and playing small, though. And that's my biggest fear about Looney is, like, this game just going small and, like, Kuminga getting the minutes instead of Looney. That's just my thoughts. Clippers side, James Harden if Paul George sits, I have interest in Harden and Kawhi in this game. I think this is like a potential like statement spot for the Clippers. What are your thoughts here on LA?
Yeah, big time. Paul George is out. I think Kawhi becomes honestly one of the best. I don't want to call it value, Stevie. Well, I guess I will. If Paul George is out, Kawhi should probably be 9,800, not 87. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's probably more of a 50 fantasy point guy than a 40 fantasy point guy with Paul George not playing. So Kawhi to me would be a great value, which I see Derek posted something in the chat saying SGA Sabonis plus value. But I might be able to get a Sabonis performance from Kawhi, 87. You know what I'm saying? In this type of spot. So I like Kawhi a ton. I'm with you on Harden as well. And then how are they going to handle Norman Powell? Like, is Powell going to get 30 minutes? Like, I consider playing Powell at 5,700 if we know for sure, like, he's going to have one of those 30-plus minute games. So those would be a couple guys that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I like Powell because I think, like, Powell would get 30-plus minutes if this game goes small. I think they'd want to close with him. And I think Powell is someone that I really like if Paul George sits too, because I think Powell's going to directly benefit if Paul George sits in this game.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the morning grind game and then get out of here. We're going to record the NFL podcast right after this. Got my buddy Keith hanging out, ready to go. A favorite play under 5K to go 7X. There are a ton of them potentially in that Utah-Portland game. What do you got?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go out on a limb, Stevie. I think a lot of these guys are going to sit from Utah. So I wish they were a little cheaper. I'm going to go out Bajie at 4,500 because he's going to get the minutes.
Yeah, I like that one. I think he gets the minutes in this game as well. I think they're just – they're going to have to use him overall in this game. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that that's a solid one for sure. Not knowing, like, injuries, I will say, like, this is my pick. I like Sam Hauser for Boston at 4,300. And this really just kind of depends on, like, if Jaylen Brown sits or not. If Jaylen Brown, who's popped up on the injury report here, ends up sitting in this game, Boston's in no place to push these guys. So, I think Hauser would really benefit from Brown being out. So give me Sam Hauser here. Over 8K to go under 5X, who's your busted?
Man, Stevie, I don't really feel like we have a lot of options, but I'm going to go with someone that I just think isn't going to get there. And it's out of two guys. Give me Garland at 81. Right above the cusp.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steph. He just hasn't had, like, a huge ceiling this year. So I'm going to go Steph. The other one that I was going to point out is Bridges. Like we've talked about so many times, yeah, going into Denver, second end of a back-to-back, tough spot. Favorite 6X play, who do you got?
Give me Jamal Murray, 7,300.
I like that. Jamal Murray. I'm going to go SGA. I love this spot for SGA today. I think this is a 65-plus fantasy point night for SGA. I think he's going to crush in this game.
Yeah.
Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
Listen, I'm going to keep going back here, Steve, until we all catch up. Give me Kobe White, 7,500. He's continuing to crush.
I'm going to go Podsy from Golden State. Draymond being out now, Wiggins not playing great. I think that there's a little bit of upside here with him. There wasn't a ton of props out. Is there any bets or props or pick'em plays that you like here on the slate?
This is just me, Stevie, knowing the slate, knowing who's playing. And I think we might have talked about it, but I'm going Jason Tatum. I think he's going to come in at 9.5 rebounds. I'm going less than 9.5 rebounds. Like, it took him 40 minutes.
He's at 9.5.
Yeah, definitely going with less than that projection. Yeah, and guess what, Steve? If Luka's at 9.5, give me less than 9.5 on Luka as well. Those have been like two staples for me this season. And listen, eight times out of 10, they're coming through.
Luka rebounds, is that what you said?
Yep, Luka rebounds. They're not up.
On Prize Picks, we'll give you a 2-pick play today for Prize Picks. We're going to use Will's Jason Tatum less than 9.5 rebounds, and we're going to use Stevie's SGA more than 32.5 points. I really, really like SGA. That number seems crazy until you realize like he's averaging 30 points a game this year. And this matchup is just phenomenal. So give me SGA more than 32.5. And wrap it up here. Oh, and just if you don't play on Prize Picks, I don't know why you don't, but if you don't, you should. But if you do play on Prize Picks, Christmas Day, they're giving us a freebie on Kevin Durant, more than a point. So it's 98% off. That's going to be up there. What they limit you at, is it 20 or 25, Will, usually on those promo picks?
25, I think it is.
Yeah.
No, it might be 20 now. I think it's 20 now.
I know
20.
Sleeper is like 10.
It's 20 now, Stevie. 20, that's what it is.
Yep, so take advantage of that. You should take advantage of those and Taco Tuesday anytime you can. Just helping your ROI. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back in 30 minutes if you're watching live for NFL. And we'll be back tomorrow talking more NBA. Have a great one. We'll see you then.